Robert De Niro and Willie Nelson. Great cast. Walkley award-winning journalist Anthony Sharwood ditched his online journalism job, saying he was fried, and he took a long walk in the Australian Alps, then wrote a book. Yeah. In his recent interview with Anthony, Graham asked him to reflect on journalism. Here's what he had to say, followed by Graham's interview with final year journalism student Janaya Kidmer from the Sunshine Coast on her hopes and dreams for a journalism career next year.
What's your take on the current state of journalism?
Have we got a month?
Yeah.
I think the digital newsrooms are in a state of disarray, a lot of them, because revenue is so low that they're employing young, creative, terrific, beautiful young minds, but there are not enough sort of mid-career people to guide them.
Yeah.
The mid-career people seem to be the ones getting the axe because they're on decent salaries. And, you know, journalism is only as good as the people doing it. And young people need guidance. And as I say, I've worked with so many fantastic, wonderful young journos, and I wish them all the best. But if you fill newsrooms with people on a 50K salary, you're not going to get the quality of journalism we need.
Welcome to Travel Writers Radio, Janaya.
Thank you, Graham. Thanks for having me.
Now, I'll just explain to our listeners that I saw a post of yours on Instagram. It came after I just interviewed a Walkley Award-winning journalist here who's just written a book, and I did ask him about the state of journalism because he went for a big long walk in the Alps being a little bit jaded with operating a 24/7 online news service and decided he needed out. He was fried in his own terms. And I thought, well, here's a young, aspiring journalist at that end of their career, the Walkley Award winner. He was in his 20th year of journalism. I was a journalist student at RMIT. Let me talk to somebody who's back there where I was once, and lots of things have changed, including the newspaper that I used to work for, an afternoon paper here in Melbourne. Of course, it went when television came in. So, Janaya, you are obviously full of life. I read some of your posts. I thought they were pretty good. And you're looking forward next year to finishing your course. And what do you think you are going to do as soon as you've graduated?
Oh, as soon as I graduate? Well, I guess my main priority is just getting a job in any area of journalism I can. I really do enjoy, though, feature writing. So, of course, that's where the travel writing comes in.
Sure.
And, yeah, I really enjoy broadcast as well. But, yeah, I think my aim is just to get in the industry and start gaining some experience.
I guess I'm not telling you anything to tell you that that's a tough gig.
Yes, I know. I've been warned by all my professors and tutors and, yeah, so... But I'm prepared to go wherever I need to go and do whatever I need to do. So I've got that there.
Yeah, well, and I admire your enthusiasm. It's you know, it's heartening to see that despite all the doom and gloom around us and COVID and all the rest of it, that you still have a heart for this business. Now, I noticed online that you had been travelling a bit. There was a photo of you as a young child. I think you were 6 or 7 years old. Was that your first trip overseas?
Yes, I know the photo you're referring to.
Where did you go on that trip?
We went to, so it was with my mum and my cousin. We went to the US. I was 6 years old, and that was my first trip overseas. And as you can tell from the photo, I was very excited.
You did look a bit excited, yeah. And how did you find it? Did you enjoy, I suppose the US is not vastly different to Australia, but how did you enjoy the trip once you got there? Were you a bit daunted by it? Were you afraid at all?
To be honest, the only thing I remember is just constantly being excited. It was just like this whole new world, even though it is quite similar to Australia. At the time, it was just a whole new culture. There were these people with these accents, and there were these big cars that we didn't have in Australia, and Disneyland and places like that. And it was just very grand as a six-year-old.
Yeah. So you didn't happen to write a story about it back then, did you?
No, but I have kept quite a few journals over the years, and I think I started one when I was about 9, and I tried to write as much as I could, remember as much as I could from that time. So that's, you know, a future blog post for my travel blog.
It's a great habit to get into, says he who doesn't keep a journal. But, you know, I don't take selfies either. And I guess that was one thing you didn't have to worry about back when you were 6. There were no selfies as such, yeah?
There were definitely no selfies. It was just a good old-fashioned, you know, stop somebody on the street, oh, can you take a photo of us? That was it.
Okay. Yeah, well, I think I wouldn't mind going back to those days. I think I'm selfied out just watching other people doing it in all sorts of weird locations. I mean, there's hundreds of people a year die taking selfies. So
that's
true. Obviously a dangerous thing to do.
Yeah, absolutely. But, you know, for the right photo, people will do anything, right?
Yeah, I guess so. And social media, of course, is the other driver of this activity.
I think there's a lot of potential in social media.
You come from the Sunshine Coast. You've got newspapers there. And, of course, you've got mm-hmm. national magazines that you've got access to. Have you thought about where you might like to apply seriously for a position?
I've thought about it, but I'm trying to just be as open as I can to any opportunity. I mean, I know certain newspapers owned by certain organisations have a bias or you know, some kind of underlining meaning behind them. But to be honest, just anywhere I can get a job. I really just want to get in and get the experience and just start working, and so I can eventually get to where I want to be.
Hmm. I've worked for virtually all of them. I haven't worked for Packer. I've actually not found a proprietor trying to influence what I write. And
okay, well, that's hopeful.
Well, look, things may have changed. If I was working for Fox in the US, then I might have a different opinion. But
yes.
I have worked for Rupert Murdoch, and I personally found him quite a genial chap. Some of his henchmen I didn't care for much, but again, I didn't feel the proprietor's influence on my day-to-day activities, and I have been a political reporter in Canberra. So I'd give you some hope on that front. I think largely journalism's still about trying to sort out the truth and confirm that your version of it is what's prevalent, and to write it without fear or favour. We were not allowed to editorialise in our day, and thank goodness there are still some newspapers that seem to subscribe broadly to that idea. So, yeah, I wouldn't freak out about that. I think just if you get yourself a job, whether it's in radio or television or newspapers, whatever, or online. I mean, there are some excellent online publications now.
Oh, yes, absolutely.
Here in Australia. I assume you probably cut your teeth here before you hit Hollywood, yeah?
Yes. No, I would like to start off here before I go overseas. But that is something I would like to do. I think England or the UK would be a great place to be a journalist.
It always was the thing that you did X number of years. Probably you did your cadetship here in Australia. That was a three to four year process for most journalists. And then a lot of people, I didn't do it, a lot of people shot off to Fleet Street. That was the sort of mecca for Australian journalists. And there's some legendary members of the team who went over there. It caused all sorts of havoc in Kangaroo
yes.
Court. But it was the thing to do. Whether it is as easy to do now, I'm not sure. Are you thinking that PR is an opportunity for you? I know some of your fellow students in the course there are probably studying PR. Is that something you're interested in, or are you rather a seeker of truth, justice, and, you know, the rest of that phrase?
No, actually PR is an area I'm really interested in. I think that's what's so great about this journalism degree is that it can be intersected with different areas of communications. And, yeah, PR is something that would greatly interest me. You know, I still have an opportunity to write, of course, in PR, and I think that's just my main goal, is that in whatever job I end up doing, is that I can still write.
Yeah.
So, I would thoroughly enjoy PR. I think it'd be an exciting, exciting world to be in.
It certainly, there is a great intersection. There's no question about that. But there are good PRs and there are spin doctors. And I think
yes.
you very quickly, as a journalist, you learn how that works. But then a lot of us, me included, have gone into PR, the dark side, as we sometimes call it, because that's where the money typically has been. And newsrooms these days are increasingly run by accountants. And so increasingly they are, you know, going for the cheapest option they can. Obviously, they need some top writers in order to attract a reader or a listener. So they're paying them good money. But the middle ground is where I think there's a void. And I don't know that that's going to be fixed anytime soon. We may all end up, like I am now, freelance, because, you know, proprietors will decide, well, you can work from home, you may as well work for yourself, and we'll just take a story rather than have you attend 9 to 5 or 7 to 3 or whatever it is.
And that's a thing about journalism. That's a worry personally for me, is that, you know, the money, it can be good, but you have to work very hard and you have to work a very long time to gain some kind of reputation. So I think that's where PR can be inviting in that sense, is that it does offer more money. But then, you know, journalism is the first passion. So it's
I do think, well, my experience has been that the people who are in PR, who've come from journalism into PR, seem to find it easier than those PR people who then try to convert into journalism. There's a healthy scepticism among journalists about PR people, and you know, that they've got their version of the truth to spin. They're being paid to say what they say, to write the press releases they write, and at the end there is some benefit to an organisation or an individual or a group that may not be immediately apparent. So that's a little bit of a challenge. You might, and this is not advice I'm suggesting that everybody should take, seek your own advice, but, you know, often it's easier if you've got the skills out of a newsroom, then you might be of more benefit to a PR company than having come straight out of school.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's something people often forget, is just that there is a lot of skill behind a journalist and their writing. It's just not them on a computer just typing away and writing whatever they want. You know, there is skill and a technique behind it. So I think that's why a lot of PR people might struggle going into journalism, because they haven't learnt the skills and the necessities to write like a journalist.
But
like you said, it can go the other way. So
now, I won't ask you to give up to this audience the advantage that you're going to take into the marketplace when you've graduated, but how do your fellow students there feel about the future of journalism? Are they at all pessimistic about it, or do they remain optimistic?
To be honest, I feel like a lot of them are optimistic. A lot of my peers are already, just in the past couple of months, obviously being in third year, starting to branch out into their desired fields. One of my friends, he's currently now working as a sports journalist. And he's going into his area and just really enjoying it. And another one is working for the Sunshine Coast Daily. And so, yeah, I think people are really hopeful. But I also find that a lot of people who have studied journalism or are studying journalism are doing them as elective subject.
Right.
And then they find that they enjoy it so much that they actually completely change their bachelor's degree from whatever they were doing to journalism. But, yeah, I think people are optimistic. I really do.
Well, that's good. I'm pleased to hear that. And it is, you know, it's a noble craft.
Graham Kimler was speaking with final year journalism student from the Sunshine Coast, Janaya Kidmer.